Happy Sabbath, kids. All right, we are missing one quadruplet. Oh, there he is. And there's Francis. And there's Charlie and Pax and Jubilee. And here comes Galilee. Hi, guys. Daddy doesn't get a bucket. He doesn't. No, we can have a bucket. All right, I have a story for you guys. So, how many of you guys have tried to do something but kept on failing? Have you had that experience? You tried to do something, but every single time you try, you kept failing and messing up. Have you ever had that experience? Yeah, Francis? Yeah? So, what did you try to do and fail multiple times? Give me an example.
If you give up, how you're not gonna try it?
Okay, maybe you stole my punchline there, but that's okay. All right. So, I know that I've tried many times some in things in life. Sometimes we fail. I want to tell you about this lady that you're gonna see in the picture. If you can do the next slide, please. There's no slide. Yes, this lady. Her name is, and I'm Korean, but I'm gonna still mess up her name. Cha something. Cha, I can't say it. Cha Sa-soon. Okay, I'm Korean. I can't even say it. Anyway, she lives in South Korea, and at the time of this picture, she's 68 years old. But there's one thing that she always wanted in her life. You know what that was? A driver license. And if you kids don't know yet, but in order to get your driver license, you got to take a test, a written test, then you got to take a driving test. But before you get the driving test, you have to pass the written test, right? Because you have to know the rules, you have to know all these things. So, what's that? I see. And that's why when your sister drives, I get on my knees and pray because, you know, she's only 14. So, she really wanted a driver's license. Guess how many times she tried to pass the test? Anyone want to take a guess? 10 times. Well, how many times? How many times do you think she took the driver the driving test? 10? 60? 100? Yes, Francis. Pick a number. What? 15. None of you are correct. They interviewed this lady after she had taken it 775 times. When they interviewed her, the newspaper said that she was undeterred. She did not lose hope, and that she said she would keep on taking it. And it actually took 950 times to pass her written test. Each test takes about an hour. So she spent 950 hours just taking the test alone. But guess what? On her 950th time, she needed a 60 out of 100. She got a 60 out of 100, right? Amen? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that in Proverbs that we are to, the righteous man falls seven times, but gets back up again. You know what that means? Let me put it in your kids' language. There are times when you will not succeed the first time. In fact, like the falling means that when you make a mistake in life, when you sin against God, it means you're fallen. But should you give up? No. If you fall even seven times or 950 times, the Bible says just get back up. That's what makes the difference between those who follow God and those who don't. Guess what? Those who don't follow God, they don't get back up. When they fall, they're like, I just want to stay there. I'm happy in the dirt. I'm happy in the mud. I'm just happy on the floor. But God's people say, when they fall, guess what? They get up and they try again. So if you ever failed at anything in life, or if you struggle with something like, there's something that you know God doesn't want you to do. We call it sin, right? Don't give up. Keep on trying. Until when? Until when? When should you stop? Until God gives you the victory. All right? So when should you give up? Was the things of God? When? Never. Keep on going until God gives you the victory. Yes, you want to say something? You would figure, you would guess after about 100 times, you would know all the questions. But remember, she was probably older. She was probably like in her mid-60s. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, the point is though, she kept on trying and she succeeded until she received the victory. And I did offend some people. I'm sorry, Johnny. I know you're in your 60s. All right, who wants to pray for us today? Okay, I'm going to pick somebody else because you guys want to pray for us? Who wants to pray for us? Pat?
Jesus, give us day. Give our church, give our teachers, give for messages, but pastor, Pastor Ken, bless his name, amen.